WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new film Rendition takes its name from the CIA practice of transporting terrorist suspects to secret countries that aren't bound by anti-torture laws. It stars Jake Gyllenhaal as a CIA analyst and Reese Witherspoon as the wife of a vanished Egyptian man. The director is Gavin Hood, whose film Tsotsi won an Academy Award last year. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
The email from New Line Cinema arrived less than an hour after the Supreme Court handed down its decision not to hear the extraordinary rendition case of Khaled El-Masri. Hey, they said, it's just like our movie. El-Masri was a Lebanese-born German who accused the CIA of kidnapping him in 2003 and flying him to Afghanistan for interrogation and torture. Rendition recounts the same Kafkaesque nightmare, but as a sentimental, melodramatic cliffhanger with no Supreme Court to rain on the parade. The movie centers on a clean-cut, Egyptian-born U.S. resident married to Isabella, a pregnant blonde American with gumption, played by Reese Witherspoon. Really, how can someone married to her be a terrorist? But the CIA traces a suspicious call to his cell phone. And so, after a suicide bomb blast in the Middle East kills an American operative, Anwar El-Abrahimi, played by Omar Mitwalli, gets snatched at the airport. Following a relatively civil interrogation in the U.S., a rendition decision comes down from the CIA's Director of Indifference to Life. Sorry, I didn't get her exact title, but she's impersonated by Meryl Streep in a performance that drifts into low camp. Anwar will be shipped to a hellhole dungeon in an unnamed country for what you might call the full Dante, as in Ninth Circle. Now, when it comes to terrorism, context is everything. Suspects tortured on TV's 24 have clear knowledge of missiles with nuclear warheads whizzing toward L.A. at this very second. And the high-priced civil liberties lawyers who descend on the scene within the hour have been hired by terrorists taking cunning advantage of our Bill of Rights. On the other hand, people tortured in lefty dramas like The Road to Guantanamo were arrested by mistake, and no impoverished civil liberties lawyer can get anywhere near them for years. Rendition is the Hollywood Road to Guantanamo. We're meant to watch the beatings, waterboardings, and electric shockings of the naked Anwar and feel sick to our souls. On separate continents, Jake Gyllenhaal and Peter Sarsgaard grapple with the issue of extraordinary rendition, which at the time the movie set is not well publicized. Gyllenhaal plays Douglas Freeman, a green CIA analyst who takes over as advisor to Anwar's interrogation when a colleague is blown up. Sarsgaard is Alan Smith, Isabella's ex-boyfriend, who works for a powerful senator played by Alan Arkin. Here are the moral dilemmas. Will Alan convince his cautious boss to expose the practice before Congress and the American people? Will Douglas, tortured by conscience, do more than drink himself into a stupor at the end of the day? Here he is with Egal Nayor as the torturer with no doubts.
If you don't have the stomach for this, then you should ask to be reassigned. Douglas, I can't help you.
We have a saying, too. Do you know Shakespeare?
Of course, I know Shakespeare.
I fear you speak upon the rack, where men enforced do speak anything. Saeed, in all the years you've been doing this, how often can you say that we've produced truly legitimate intelligence? Once? Twice? 10 times? Just give me a statistic. Give me a number. Give me a pie chart. I love pie charts. Anything. Anything that outweighs the fact that if you torture one person, you create 10, 100, 1,000 new enemies.
Having that Shakespeare quote handy. Hmm. But Gyllenhaal sells it. He's a reticent actor. He doesn't take many chances, but he builds that limitation into the character. His immobility reeks of fear and self-disgust. So it's a stirring moment when he leads with his outrage. It's too bad rendition is so clunky and ham-handed. Speeches like that start to come thick and fast, and the director, Gavin Hood, never finds a rhythm for all the cross-cutting. It's the cast that pulls you in. Witherspoon is touching as she waddles around knocking on doors and staring down officials with her pleading blue eyes. And Sarsgaard is remarkably believable as an ambitious politico. Every word he utters seems calculated, the result of a quick cost-benefit analysis, and you never know which way he'll go because his thoughts are so shrouded. Rendition isn't, in the end, about torture as much as whistleblowing. In its preachy but compelling way, it asks whether an individual's conscience can triumph over careerism and willed moral blindness. Even 24's Jack Bauer can relate to that.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show by going to our website, freshair.npr.org.